Okay. So I'm just going to start with giving a background of our clinics. We have 9 clinics over 5 boroughs. We offer STD testing for free, and there are also confidential visits. It's a walk-in basis, so we don't have any appointments. So it's and it's for patients for 12 years of age and older. Some of the services that we provide are listed here. The most recent addition to our services really include the behavioral health interventions, including drug and alcohol screening, brief intervention, and referral to treatment. In 2009, we had over 123,000 patient visits, and over 52% of those included a physician. So what were some of the challenges that we faced that brought to our attention the need for a solution? So we saw an increase in patient volume. We needed to provide more services with their existing staff. And we also were seeing some complaints related to clinic wait times. So some of the responses to that, what we did was we conducted some time and motion studies done at the clinics to understand as far as our clinic flow, where were the points where patients were seeing longer wait times. This is, there are two graphics just basically about our clinic flow. The top one is our regular clinic flow. So a patient arrives, they're given a triage card, they answer risk behavior questions as well as their reason for visit. They go back to the waiting room, then they go to a triage clerk, and they discuss the same information with them, and the priority for their visit is determined. Then they go back to the waiting room and then back to registration, where the registration clerk enters the patient demographic information into our electronic medical record. They sign consents, and then they're sent on their way. So I'm just showing here where we implemented the kiosk. It's right in between where the patient goes from triage. They see the triage person, and before they go to registration, they go to the kiosk where they're entering their patient demographic information, their risk behavior information, as well as they sign their consent, and anybody 18 years and older, the ESPRT or the drug and alcohol screening survey comes up. So I'm just going to go to development. It was a collaboration between our IT department and the Bureau of STD Control. We hired IT staff to to create the application, and then we had our EMR developer so that we could build an interface between the kiosk and the data. When the patient actually finishes their session at the kiosk, the information is pushed over to our electronic medical record, so that the registration clerks can see that there is somebody now, they've completed their kiosk registration, they're ready to be seen by the registration clerk. The kiosks include this outer shell, and then within there, it has a touch screen, a keyboard, signature pad, and then a receipt printer once they finish. So there's a secure web portal. None of the patient data is on the actual CPU at the kiosk. It's all web-based. When the patient comes to the kiosk, they're able to select the language that they'd like to complete the information in. Either we have English and Spanish at the moment. And it's available for new and returning patients. So here's a picture. This is just a screenshot of one of our of the application. It's a touch screen answer, so the patient can touch the screen and just answer yes or no. They're able to go forwards and backwards to change their answers if necessary. And it's a combination of these touch screen yes, no answers, you know, or categorical answers, and where they would need to type in their demographic info. So the objective of our study was really to measure the impact of self-registration kiosks on our clinic flow and patient data completeness, because some of the questions are required and some others are optional. So what we looked at was patient data at our Mars Ania clinic. This is where we piloted our program. It was a clinic in the Bronx, and they had some of the longer patient waiting times. We looked at weekday visits. We looked at the registration cycle time. So we're only looking at the registration, the cycle time from when the patient arrives at the clinic to when their registration is complete. That's what we're focusing on here. We're looking also at data completeness. of the demographic and risk questions. And the categories that we have are, and that we're comparing are patients who, well, kiosk-registered patients, so patients who register at the kiosk versus staff-registered patients, those who were registered by our staff members. So we started off with 17,042 patient visits. Then we categorized them. We separated days where the kiosks were used and versus days where the kiosks weren't used. So on days where the kiosks were used, we had 11,525 patient visits. And of those, we have 2,513 patient visits where the patients use the kiosk to register themselves versus 9,012 patients. So that patients who, the proportion of patients that use the kiosk were 22%. Here we're just looking at the gender breakdown of patients who are using the kiosk. You see the two categories are the one on the left are the patient, the category of patients. Those are patients who use the kiosk to register. We see 49% of patients were males compared to patients who are registered by staff, where they're 54% of males in that category. And then for females, 50% of the kiosk registered patients were female versus 45% of staff registered patients. So it was statistically significant for females in that category. If we look at race and ethnicity, really the categories here, again, kiosk registered compared with staff registered, and they're pretty similar. Here's age, all visits categorized by age group, and we see the majority of our patients are younger than 30 years of age, and really, but there still is a difference between the proportion of patients registered at the kiosk versus staff registered, and it's 72% of patients registered at the kiosk were younger than 30 compared with 62% of the patients registered at by staff. Here we're looking at new patient visits. So our denominator is a little bit different. We're giving each group an equal opportunity to show us their identification, which we, you know, we keep in our electronic medical record to verify the patient's info. At the kiosk, in the kiosk register group, we have 79% of the patients showing their or giving their entering their identification information into the kiosk application. And at staff registration, 83%. Going back, I looked at the group that did not show ID amongst the patients who registered at the kiosk, and of 192 patients. After the patient then subsequently went to the staff member, and an additional 9% gave their ID info. Here we're looking at email address. We were curious to see this is an optional field both at the kiosk as well as at for the staff registered patients. And what we saw initially, you could see in August 2010. 50% of patients at the kiosk gave us their email address, and initially I thought that was pretty low, but then I compared it with the staff registered patients, and we see that our clerks essentially were only getting that information from patients 4% of the time. So it was interesting, and we were able to give some feedback to our clerical staff, and you can see by December 2010 we were able to, you know, we had our clerks actually asking that information as well as getting it from patients. Then I'm looking at risk information. There's a question on the kiosk called, have you had receptive anal sex in the last 3 months? And amongst the kiosk registered patients, 11% of patients answered that question. Comparing that again to staff registered patients, we see less than 1% of patients answering that question, which is pretty dramatic. So what we're saying is it that the clerks aren't asking that question? Are their clerks taking that information from their triage card? Maybe it wasn't on their triage card. So to get a little bit of a more, a better estimate, we have different denominators. I'm looking at patients who had MD visits, and amongst the patients who had MD visits, their sexual history is taken, and we have that information in the electronic medical record as well as far as have the patients had receptive anal sex in the last 3 months. Amongst the patients who were kiosk registered, and we still see it's consistent that it's 11% of patients saying yes that they have. And then of the patients that were registered at the kiosk and subsequently had an MD visit, those same patients only said 8% of the time that they, to the physician, that they had receptive anal sex. And that's consistent with what staff registered patients said to to the physician. So how much time does the patient take? How long does it take them to register? What we're looking at here is that we have start and finish stamps on the kiosk session. So on average, it takes the patient 9 minutes to register. For new patients, it's a little bit longer. It's 11 minutes, while for returning patients, it's 8 minutes. Here we're looking at the impact on cycle time. And so, again, the cycle time that we're looking at is from when the patient arrives at the clinic to when they complete the registration. We saved about a minute. So for patients who are registered on kiosk days, it took them a total, here in the red on the left, and we see 37 minutes. And for patients that were registered on non-kiosk days, it's a total of 38 minutes. But ultimately, what we found was, so here we're comparing kiosk days that the kiosk were used. It was 188 days that the kiosk were used. And the average total number of patients that we were able to register using the kiosk on those days was 61, compared to non-kiosk days where we were able to register 53 patients. So in conclusion, SED clinic patients were able to use kiosks to register, and their gender and race ethnicity was not too different from our population in general. Patients younger than 30 years of age were more likely to use the kiosks. Patients gave their email address information, their identification information, and reported receptive anal sex more frequently, more often than we actually expected. And although registration cycle time really did not change much, it was consistent, we were able to register more patients per day. And the implications, we feel like we can say self-registration kiosks may provide increased accuracy of patient data, which can be helpful in offering more targeted care for our patients, or STD services and timelier follow-up for our patients, and that they offer an additional mechanism for efficiency for optimizing clinic flow. That's all. Thanks.
Anyone have any questions? You can make your way to the mic.
Go ahead. You mentioned that the kiosk printed out a receipt.
Yep.
Could you describe that process?
Sure.
And what was
so when the patient actually comes to the clinic, they're given a hard copy of a triage card, and those triage cards are pre-numbered, so they're 1 through 100, however many we expect to see that day. And when the patient goes to the kiosk, they actually put their triage number into the kiosk, and at the end, when they finish their session, a receipt prints with that number on it, and it sort of indicates to the registration clerk then that the patient used the kiosk for registration.
Okay, and for flow too, did that help also, I guess, like when patients come in, how do you determine, like, what order they're coming in with the number? Incorporated in that system as well?
Yeah, it keeps them in order, which is really important in our clinic.
Hi, thank you for that presentation. Harlan Rotblatt, LA County Department of Public Health. So I have some technical kiosk questions because we're also using a kiosk for something.
Sure.
First of all, it seems like people didn't have special problems using the kiosk with the keyboard or entering data or navigating. Did you collect any data on that, or how people were able to use the kiosk? People dropped out because they couldn't figure out how to do
it. Yeah, I don't have that information as far as the number of that dropped out, but I can tell how many patients started. We were able to retain that on the back end. But as far as patients actually having problems, we definitely feedback from the clinic staff was ask your patients, you know, give it to them as an option to go to the kiosk. You know, the patients do not need to go to the kiosk because there are some that are less, you know, familiar or comfortable using computers. Some of the other technical difficulties that we saw or heard about were, you know, there is a signature pad on the kiosk, but many times they found patients trying to sign the name on the touch screen. So there are little things that we didn't think about, but yeah, that definitely came up.
So the 2,000 odd who used the kiosk, those were self-selected users?
Well, at triage, what they did, they monitored the flow. So generally speaking, we have more patients in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
They would send the first 8 or so patients to the registration, to be staff registered, just because they were available to receive patients. And then that starts the backup. So then they would then triage staff would then send patients to the kiosk.
So they were told to go to the kiosk and they could, okay. And then last related question. So were all of your screens kind of like the one that you showed us where it was like one question, back, next?
We tried.
Single question, or did you have multiple questions?
Sometimes we had multiple questions on there, and it really depended on the category. We, you know, for our risk questions, there was about one question per screen, whereas, you know, to put a name, date of birth, their address, that was, you know, multiple on the screen. But we tried to make it easy to use, not too many screens.
Yeah, we had the same, we were kind of balancing ease of use versus not too many screens. But on the multiple screens, did you have a way to indicate what field you were in?
Yeah, so it would be highlighted in by
it was highlighted.
Yellow.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll have to talk to you about that.
Sure, I'm happy
We had trouble highlighting. Okay,
okay,
thank you very much.
You're welcome.